something quite circular that like repeats the same thing already over and over again, or maybe mm-hmm. with different variations, something like this.
Is it possible to just do our own deconstruction of Brecht?
I don't see why not.
Because, I mean, we are allowed to do whatever we want in building placebos, and I think that this idea of something that repeats is something, and it needs to repeat, you know, in a short enough distance that's like, you know, possible for us to make a placebo out of. I mean, I think maybe just a straight reading of Brecht, but we can actually just, you know, loop it or reverse it or layer it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to voice my personal experience, my personal opinion. I am not as drawn to the reading of Brecht. You can completely veto me, but I think that Alex would be just as happy with some dry ASMR that was just arranged well.
Yeah, I know. I definitely agree with you for sure. He didn't seem like necessarily so it's overly excited or attached to the idea of even having the voice in there.
Because I felt like...
Yeah, did really accentuate the fact that he likes these metal, concrete, dry sounds.
That seems, I have some metal.
And playful and rhythmic as well. Okay. As well,
yeah, so. Like he just emphasized that he liked the sound of impacts and that impacts could be quite interesting, but when he was speaking of impacts, it wasn't like in this really like heavy sense, like, you know... He, as an example of impact, he started drumming his fingers on his own hand. So, I mean, quite literally, tapping.
There could be some interesting... Maybe could you do some interesting work with tapping and creating rhythms?
Yeah, absolutely.
It could start off by a simple tap, and then it becomes a rhythmic pattern that's more complex, and then you can just loop that.
He also had a special request for the sounds of fizzy water.
Fizzy water?
Yeah,
he loves fizzy water sounds, it sounds like.
Despite not liking wet sounds, does like the sound of fizzy water.
Yeah.
But technically,
I guess that's more sharp.
I think
it is definitely different. Somehow that's a dry, wet sound.
Well, it's the sound of air escaping water, no?
Yes, you're right. It's not actually the water.
It's very thin, yeah.
So important, I guess, for, you know, if it's a bottle, not to, like, shake the water bottle, just to let it sit there, do its little dry bubble thing. Also mentioned fabric, which is very easy for us to find some fluffy fabric. And actually, Alex also mentioned that he found the ASMR chair itself to be the kind of sound that he was interested in, because it's very dry, if you want to give a little demo, Viv, of some dry ASMR sound. So, I personally think that if we did something similar to Philippe, but we just did a dry version, it would work.
Ooh, that's a fantastic idea.
But Philippe was already pretty dry, no?
Well, mouth sounds.
Oh, yeah, okay. Excluding mouth sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, the pop rocks, I mean...
I was just thinking about
that. Yeah, that would have been perfect for Alex, but they've already been put on the project, so we can't, you know...
There's a limited number of pop rock.
Yeah.
Although I'm not convinced that he would love that either.
Another
thing I love them, but I don't know.
I wonder if I can recreate this sound actually using what I have. So some people know this isn't going to work with the object that I have in front of me. Some people love cupping sounds, like. The sound of opening a jar, and I think you're making, well, he would have liked that too, but I wonder, I think that we have a lot of material to work with though, because he was really into hand manipulations, so just like stuff like this.
We got hands in the window, so we're advertising.
And so, I mean, I kept on boinking the microphone there, but you know, these kinds of simple hand sounds are like very, very like satisfying, easy. Yeah, here I am. The most difficult part is not boinking the microphone when you do this. I think that quite literally, whenever the recording room is free, that if we could go out there and get some various fabrics, flesh tapping, and some fizzy water, maybe some of this foil, and just record this and then make a composition with it.
Yeah, actually make a rhythmic pattern with all these sounds and we just loop it.
Yeah, he just said that he wanted it to be looped and not really sound like it had a beginning or an end. So I think that if it had like a lot of, like if it was really rhythmic focused and kind of cute, you know, then, and if it just kind of was interesting, there's some quiet parts, there's some loud parts. It could also be interesting for just the way that we cut it. Like if we kind of arrange it that even if it starts at a beginning and an end, like we could just, you know, move things so that it's in the middle of something when it already begins. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling really good about this one. I think that this one will be a lot of fun for whoever assembles it. We just have some other placebos that need to get done, but I think that we're all on the same page with Alex. Viv, what are you working on right now?
I'm working on Angus and Angus cheesy soundtrack.
I believe that he would like that we refer to it as that.
Library music.
Right. And how are we looking with Luke, Julia?
Yeah, Luke is coming along. I haven't bounced it yet, but I think I just need to listen over a couple of times. I think it's also my intention also with this Luke is that it could be looped as needed.
Lovely.
And
I guess,
how about you?
I think that, well, I mean, the last I spoke with you, I had generated the tones for Luke, and then I was just, I've been a little busy running the radio station since then. Now what I'm going to do is, I believe I was going to listen to Charlotte and kind of start piecing Charlotte together and just doing a little bit of treatment on Charlotte. But Charlotte should be close to being done, I imagine.
Amazing. Okay, great. So I'm going to continue on with Luke, and it should be finished very soon. Should we meet back here just before our next appointment and maybe have a little listen?
Yeah, certainly. I guess that I will continue our placebo playlist. Before, we had been listening to Etienne, who was looking for an interesting way of doing a body scan. So we combined a traditional body scan with a massage therapy. Etienne was interested in synth sounds as well as nature. And there we have your placebo, Etienne. We are going to probably play a few. We're going to play a few placebos for you now, so I'm just going to introduce them. The first placebo that I will speak of, it's for Nicola. Julia, do you remember more about Nicola? You did the intake for Nicola. What can you say about Nicola?
I did, yeah. So Nicola was our first customer, and he was interested in the special of the day, which is actually today's special, Tuesday, the Cthulhu, liked the idea of reading over a drone, and he wanted something that sounded like pink and purple.
Great.
So we did some cyborg theory paired with a drone. And some ASMR page turning.
Right. And I guess, how would you describe Megan?
Well, Megan wanted something that was calming, and she was interested in the direct address and so a little bit of soft-spoken ASMR role play. This is a really beautiful role play with making and breaking patterns, recorded by Aaron, along with some hydrophone recordings, as Megan noted that she really liked that, as well as some solfeggio tones for focus.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to play these two back to back and touch back with our radio listeners in around 20 minutes.
Great. Stay tuned.
Okay. 107.7 FM on our pirate radio station or 90.3 at CQT. This is Audio Placebo Plaza.
No objects, spaces, or bodies are sacred in themselves. Any component can be interfaced with any other if the proper standard, the proper code, can be constructed for processing signals in a common language. A cyborg manifesto. Science, technology, and socialist feminism in the late 20th century. By Donna Haraway. A cyborg is a cybernetic organism, a hybrid of machine and organism, a creature of social reality as well as a creature of fiction. Social reality is lived social relations, our most important political construction, a world-changing fiction. The cyborg is a matter of fiction and lived experience that changes what counts as women's experience in the late 20th century. This is a struggle over life and death. But the boundary between science fiction and social reality is an optical illusion. I am making an argument for the cyborg as a fiction mapping our social and bodily reality, as an imaginative resource, suggesting some very fruitful couplings. The cyborg is resolutely committed to partiality, irony, intimacy, and perversity. It is oppositional, utopian, and completely without innocence. The main trouble with cyborgs, of course, is that they are the illegitimate offspring of militarism and patriarchal capitalism, not to mention state socialism, but illegitimate offspring are often exceedingly unfaithful to their origins. Their fathers, after all, are inessential. From another perspective, a cyborg world might be about lived social and bodily realities in which people are not afraid of their joint kinship with animals and machines, not afraid of permanently partial identities and contradictory standpoints. The political struggle is to see from both perspectives at once. The informatics of domination, representation, simulation, bourgeois novel, realism, science fiction, postmodernism, organism, biotic component, depth, integrity, surface, boundary, heat, noise, biology as chemical practice, biology as inscription, physiology, communications engineering, small group, subsystem, perfection, optimization, eugenics, population control, decadence, magic mountain, opulence, future shock, hygiene, stress management, microbiology, immunology, tuberculosis, AIDS, ergonomics, cybernetics of labor, functional specialization, modular construction, reproduction, replication, organic sex role specialization, optimal genetic strategies, biological determinism, evolutionary inertia constraints, community ecology, ecosystem, racial chain of being, scientific management, in-home factory, global factory, electronic cottage, family, market, factory, women in the integrated circuit, family wage, comparable worth, public, private, nature, culture, fields of difference, cooperation, communications enhancement, Freud, Lacan, sex, genetic engineering, labor, robotics, mind, artificial intelligence, Second World War, Star Wars, white capitalist patriarchy, informatics of domination.
Responds to your touch. It's very cold, but also wet, and it feels alive. These trembling balls are vibrating with energy and love. They've always been surrounding us. We just haven't been able to see them or get close enough. I'm presenting you with two special balls right now. Holding them out with my hands. One of the balls is very large. It is larger than my palm. It is made out of lavender. Lavender, 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 lavender. And it has a sweet smell. Sweet, sweet smell. When you touch it, it makes a small tone in response to your body's energy. The other ball I present to you with is smaller and yellow in color. Yellow in color. Yellow, yellow, yellow. This yellow ball, it shrinks and expands with your heartbeat. Can you feel it? Yes. It's highly sympathetic to your body and the way that the blood is pumping in your veins. Even your respiration is being tracked and scanned by this ball. This ball is making sure that you feel healthy and secure, and it's watching over you, whereas the other one is attuned to your emotional needs. Now, both these balls actually are functioning together, so the separation of your emotions from your physicality is an optical illusion. Optical, optical. But today I'm giving you the choice of taking one of these balls and controlling it. Yes, they're responsive, but you also can control them to experience different sensations. So which ball will you select today? Will it be the small, pulsing, moving ball that responds to your body? Or will it be the very large ball that responds to your emotions? I see. Good choice. I understand. So, I'm going to give you the ball right now. Take it. Great. Okay, so now that you have this ball in your hand, I'm going to invite you to just feel it for a short period. Yes, just become one with the ball. Breathe in and breathe out. Begin to probe the ball with your fingers. It's very soft and supple. And you can feel as you probe this ball that there are elements in your body that are shifting in response. Maybe some psychological blockages that respond to your touch. I want you to imagine a very strong pressure in between your two eyes. This is your third eye that is going to be watching over you as you manipulate the ball. Feel its coolness in your hand. Now we're going to start to stretch the ball. Yes, you can pick it up with your fingers and slowly, very slowly, just stretch out the ball. It's very easy. It doesn't hurt. And then relax it again. We're playing with the ball, but we're really playing with your sense of self. Now we're going to stretch the ball and feel it expanding from the inside to the outside, to the inside to the outside. And then going back. Feeling either a physiological or an emotional response. But of course, both realms are affected by this exercise. Now, I'm going to invite you to give it a final stretch and then throw the ball. Yes, throw it away. Throw it into space. It bounces and bounces and bounces. And yet, it comes back to you. Yes, these balls, you may throw them away and they're out of your control temporarily. And this is natural. This is a very natural process, but they always come back. So we stretch out the ball, stretch out the ball, stretch out the ball. And release. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pick up the ball and throw it. There are many things in our life that are both in and out of our control. That is the beauty of being alive.
and participating in life. The freedom that we have to both grasp and control and also to let go permits other beautiful, unexpected, sometimes beneficial, sometimes painful, sometimes strange events to occur. But what's important is to always remind yourself that these processes are natural, intuitive, the universe,
part of honoring
both in your control and out of your control.
Both in your control and out of your control.
You can tune some frequencies in and out with will.
Yes.
I'm going to start descending us now. I'm going to take both of the balls. And I'm just going to place them lovingly in the air so that they're suspended. We're going to wave goodbye to these globes, a part of you, but also a part of the stars, and descend. As you descend, you realize that you don't need to return down to the way you were feeling before you did this exercise. You can maintain a sense of buoyancy and light. Control, but also letting go. Control, but let go throughout your day. Feeling the benefits of this exercise resonate in your body and your emotions throughout the day. Now we return back through the sky, feeling the sun on your face. Floating gently, gently, gently down, gently, gently. We float down, and our feet are floating down to the soft carpet, yes, soft carpet. Touching lovingly down to the surface, but maintaining the buoyancy and light that we achieved in the space above. Wiggle your fingers a little bit. Wiggle your toes. And ground yourself by feeling a cool presence in between your two eyes. You may feel a certain heat emanating from your chest. You may feel a certain love in your heart. That love is not trivial. It is a love that carries and is capable of handling anger, sadness, fear. You are strong, and your love can carry this.
Imagining that you are experiencing a beautiful sunset on the horizon of a vast body of water, sitting on the shore and watching as the tide ebbs and flows. Watching as the sun disappears, closing the day, with melting light as it does each day. And as the sun sets down on this watery horizon, forming something that has never been before. And as the sun sets down on this watery horizon, and knowing that it will rise again each morning, expecting any opportunity or something new may bring. Expecting any opportunity the day may bring. Ready for something new. And you look out on the water, knowing
as the sun sinks down onto this,
that so much
watery horizon
of the universe under the sea's surface has yet to even be explored, knowing that there are many treasures yet to be found. Closing your eyes can be helpful to allow yourself to focus, or if you'd rather, you can always lower and half close your eyes, bringing awareness to the body, breathing in and out, noticing touch and pressure wherever it makes contact with your seat or the floor. Throughout this practice, allow as much time as you need or you want to experience and investigate each area of the body. When you're ready, intentionally breathe in and move your intention to the bottom of your feet. Notice whatever sensations arise in the body. Just tune in to what's present as best as you can. Be curious and open to what you are noticing. Now, breathing in and on the exhale, allow your awareness to pool around your ankles. Remaining curious and open. Sent to the shins and the calves,
you'll discover that you can't stop your attention from wandering. And with your next inhale, send your awareness, your consciousness, this breath, to your knees. 528 hertz, filling them with energy, rejuvenation. It's a frequency that is central to the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. Every time your attention wanders, simply notice any sensations that arise. More than any sound previously discovered, it resonates the heart of everything. Realizing how much we hold in this part of our body and how much work it does for us. And then we'll allow our breath, our awareness to circulate in the belly and then up through the torso. And explore any of the sensations that happen here, noticing the rising and the falling of the chest as you inhale and exhale. We're rinsing out any old energy, any old air, and supplying new energy, a new breath. Up through the shoulders and then down the arms and finally sending your breath through out through the fingertips around the wrists. And on your next breath, allow that energy to come back up around your neck and the throat. And finally, up through the top of the head. 528 hertz is essential to the sacred geometry of circles and spirals, consistent with DNA structuring and hydrosonic restructuring. This frequency can be the fundamental to broadcasting all matter and energy into reality according to the laws of physics. It can bring extraordinary and remarkable changes. And direct your attention back to the whole body, exploring the sensations, rinsing and repeating. And spend a few moments to expand your attention, feeling your entire body breathing freely.
You are listening to Audio Placebo Plaza. We are at streaming live from 6835 Rue Saint-Aubert. And we are a special project produced by undefined.fm. My name is Erin G, and I am here with Julia Dick. Hello, Julia. You are muted currently. You just finished listening to a body scan placebo
by, I guess, by our own production team, but it was made especially for Peter. Hey, Julia, what have you been up to?
Hello. I am currently bouncing the composition for Luke, which is a combination of cat purr, 417 hertz, and I believe 714 hertz. Sorry, 741 and 417.
Yep, I remember those.
with a word, the word luck, in various different languages that Luke does not understand. So
we never
some
asked,
subliminal messages in there.
We never asked Luke what languages that he understood.
Well, definitely not English and French. So hopefully also not Lithuanian, Chinese, Macedonian.
Let's hope.
Japanese. Or Finnish.
Luck from all over the world here at Audio Placebo Plaza. I was just bouncing Diana.
Wow, okay, great. Should we listen to it?
It's wild. Yeah, sure. Do you want to listen to it right now?
Yeah, that's the perfect timing since our next appointment is in 20 minutes. I would love to sit back and listen
this
to
one, this
Diana.
One, I have to say, my impressions of listening to one, I really felt like, is this the entrainment of how to turn into a cyborg and lucid dream at the same time?
It's really, this one is really cool.
It's for cool people only.
I mean, I think that I would use this one.
Neat. Do you want to remind everyone what Diana was looking for? I don't know if you have your prescription notes up.
Yeah, I do, up there in front of me. Diana was very interested in the idea of the placebo. She wanted something that was calming but engaging, and was interested in misdirection and as well as some isochronic tones and astral noise. She was also pretty interested in reading, but she had quite a specific request that she wanted to improve her possibility, her chances of lucid dreaming. So she's trying to take on lucid dreaming as a practice, and she was wondering if that's something that could be done with placebo. So this is specifically something to be listened to before bed to promote dreaming, and in particular lucid dreaming.
All right, well, let's give it a listen then. I will turn up, it's about 11 minutes long. So here goes. Just let me know if you can hear it. I believe I've set everything up properly, but this is streaming direct from Reaper.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to turn myself down. Audio Placebo Plaza. Dream scan. Begin.
the day you have just experienced. How did you feel waking up this morning? Did you remember any dreams you had last night? Tell me about them.
When we are all stardust, we will say, the media distorts the public's perception of cosmic bodies. I'm not opaque. I'm so relevant that I'm disappearing. There are many ways to think about the body. This cosmic corporeality provides exciting insights into how we might approach the body as an architecture. We consider glitch as a tool. It is useful to consider how this tool can help us better understand the body also as an idea.
Now, take a moment to go over each of the morning's activities. Perhaps this includes brushing your teeth, showering, or eating breakfast. Take your time, go over every step of what you do to get ready in the morning. I'm here, I can listen to you.
The body is an idea that is cosmic, which is to say, inconceivably vast. Through evidence of human life leading up to the Anthropocene spans 2.6 million years and running. We have only just begun to scratch the surface of what the body is, what it can do, what its future looks like. Body. It is a world-building word, filled with potential, and, as with glitch, filled with movement. Bodied, when used as a verb, is defined in the Oxford Dictionary as giving material form to something abstract.
Now return to your actions of the late morning and midday. Did you have any interesting conversations or interactions? Take note of any beauty or joy you may have experienced.
Noun and verb alike, we use body to give form to abstraction, to identify an amalgamated whole. We all begin in abstraction, as ungendered but biologically sexed bodies that, as we develop, take on a gendered form, either via performance or according to constructs of social projection. To dematerialize, to once more abstract the body and transcend its limitations, we need to make room for other realities.
Now, moving on to the activities of the afternoon. evening. Return to the events of the evening. Return, return, return. Maybe this includes a meal. Maybe this includes interpersonal experiences or any consumption of media or literature. Please tell me all about it.
The internet is a room of one's own. The application of the online versus in real life dichotomy in the discussion of gender or sex play online is deeply flawed. Such limits are bound up within a construct of real life, one that violently forecloses worlds rather than expands them. IRL falters in its skewed assumption that the constructions of online identities are latent, closeted, and fantasy-oriented. Example, not real. Rather than explicit, bristling with potential, and very capable of, quote, living on, unquote, away from the space of cyberspace. Instead, AFK, as a term, works towards undermining the fetishization of, quote, real life, unquote, helping us to see that because realities in the digital are echoed offline, and vice versa, our gestures, explorations, actions online can inform and even deepen our offline or AFK experience.
Take your time one by one. Take your time one by one. Tell me exactly what you did when the day began to slip into evening. Do certain themes or people show up again and again and again and again and again? Do certain shapes or colors recur? Do you begin to see a pattern, a pattern?
This is powerful. Thus, glitch feminism gives weight to the selves we create through the material of the internet. Glitch feminism makes room for realizing other realities wherever one might find oneself. As part of this process, an individual is not only inspired to explore their range online, but can also be moved to quite literally embody the digital as an aesthetic, blurring the divide between body and machine further. The creative AFK application of a machinic aesthetic vernacular onto the physical form presents a uniquely performative turn. The passage of glitched bodies between the internet underground and an AFK arena activates the production of a new visual culture, a sort of bionic patois fluent to the digital native. Suspended between on and offline, eternally traversing this loop, digital natives steeped in a reality shaped by the new aesthetic remain devoid of a homeland. There is no return to the concept of the real. Out as you like.
on yourself, your breathing, and memories of your day, your day, your day.
What a beautiful placebo.
Wow, well, that was Diana's placebo. You are.
I think it works. I'm dreaming.
Yeah, already. It does work. I have to say, I think I'm quite unable to appreciate my own voice when it's in a placebo, so I'm always going to present. I think I just need to learn to make... To, like, you know, it's best if you do the editing of anything with my voice, Julia. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but, you know, in listening to that, you know, I really enjoyed that as well.
I love those isochronic tones. Those ones just really.
Yeah. They get
the
you.
Frequency, that works for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific, actually, you know what? I believe that I see our 5 o'clock appointment is coming. So maybe we'll just say goodbye to the listeners at CQT. We have just a few more minutes. So what I can do is I can turn on the Philippe.
Great.
Placebo, which is just a short little 3 minutes, and I can go greet my next appointment, our next appointment. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the placebos. We believe that all of our placebos are in microcosmic, macrocosmic relationship to everyone that listens, and we believe that there can be relatable and beneficial aspects of each placebo for people. There's probably a reason that you tuned in and started listening today. Nothing is purely unintentional, coincidental. So just keep an open mind, keep an open ear for the many benefits that you could have received from listening today.
Thank you for coming, joining us here at Audio Placebo Plaza 107.7 undefined.fm. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sound is calling. The Suwanee Perry Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at suwanneeperrypopolo.org.
Previously broadcast program.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour. Today is June 11th. My name is Brian Jefferson, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Kanyekehaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.